Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lachlan, Georgie and Hayley with your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, advocacy group Parents of Trans Kids Speak Out is calling for urgent action in Queensland following the Australian Human Rights Commission's release of the Equal Identities Report. The findings confirm the real and ongoing harm experienced by trans and gender diverse young people. The report itself outlines 19 recommendations to improve safety, dignity and equality. Parents say the situation on the ground, particularly in Queensland, remains deeply concerning. The Queensland government confirmed it will continue its pause on puberty blockers for trans and gender diverse people until 2031, after reviewing 530 pages of the Independent Review Advice Report. The government confirmed it will wait for the completion of a trial in the UK, Pathways Trial, to assess its findings, which is yet to begin. Advocates also point out that the same medications being banned remain accessible to other young people for different medical reasons.
Indigenous tourism operators in tropical North Queensland hope the steady recovery in international visitor numbers can be replicated closer to home. Queensland had the second highest share, 20%, of trips and holidays from the international market in 2023 and 2024, which included all those Indigenous activities. The record result for the state was indicative of increasing demand from international and domestic tourists to experience Aboriginal culture during their holidays across Australia. Indigenous operators across tropical North Queensland said they had high hopes the Aboriginal tourism trends could be replicated domestically. Indigenous tourism operators play an integral role in fostering cultural heritage and making it more accessible not just to visitors, but also to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, creating a place of understanding of their own heritage and the importance of nurturing it into the future.
In national news, girls at a Tasmanian private school have been targeted in a deepfake incident with AI-doctored inappropriate depictions shared on a boys' group chat, several parents say. Parents of two of the children said they were told by police that 21 victims have been identified. Five male students have now left the school, but parents of the victims say that their daughters have been left not knowing who to talk to for support. The two parents have criticized the school's lack of victim-focused response, saying they were encouraged not to tell their daughters they had been identified in the material. The minister has referred a complaint to the non-government school regulator. Meanwhile, an expert has recommended an early intervention program for youth perpetrators of harmful sexual behaviors.
Meanwhile, concerns have been raised over the conditions of a temporary housing compound for the hundreds of evacuees from remote Indigenous communities impacted by flooding in the Northern Territory. "What they're doing to us, it's like a prison camp," said one resident, also stating that night guards regularly shine their torches through the windows at night, visitors are denied, and that bags and cars are routinely searched at a security gate. Quote, "This is because we are Aboriginal people, I just want my freedom," end quote. Several Aboriginal organizations have been excluded from assisting with the emergency response and blocked from entering the evacuation centers. Back in March, when people were first relocated to the shelter on the edge of Litchfield National Park, Brent Warren, chief executive of the Department of Children and Families, claimed that the institute would allow families to, quote, live more independently while they recover.
And in international news, we thought we'd give you a little roundup of good news to end our Zedlines today, so breathe a sigh of relief and get ready. The world's oldest known penguin has turned 38. The Paradise Park Wildlife Sanctuary in Cornwall, the UK, celebrated Sneb's momentous birthday with a cake topped with fish, with carers commending her constant sparkle and inquisitive nature. And meanwhile, a wild Sumatran orangutan has been recorded crossing a designated canopy rope bridge designed to help the jungle's inhabitants avoid public roads. The feat is thought to be the first for the species, with the orangutan following the swings of other primates, proving that the critically endangered species can use the infrastructure to overcome forest fragmentation.
For your weather today, weather I hardly know her. Brisbane is slightly cloudy. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 26. There is no fire danger thanks to me. You guys are welcome. And the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.